that started all off. 1 Timothy 2 and 8. I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and without doubting, in like manner also that women adorn themselves in modest apparel with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with broided hair or gold or pearls or costly decoration or array, but that which becometh women professing godliness with good works. Let the woman learn in silence with all subjection. For I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. And here is why he puts the reason. For Adam was first formed, then Eve. And Adam was not deceived. Write that down in your book. Adam was not deceived. It was a woman that got deceived. But the woman being deceived was in the transgression. She used that little cute little body of hers a wiggling and twisting to bring him down. Most men are victimized by women or sex. I'm not saying it's impossible. God said, take heed lest you fall. But I'm going to tell you one thing. Ain't fool this old boy all they want to. You're just barking up the wrong tree. I like women. I like men too. I like all of God's people. That old business ain't my wife or some other woman's going to vamp me and twist me with sex. You're crazy as a fool. God comes first every time. Every time. I ain't going to get in the doghouse either like some women do men. Make them shut the door and lock it. Make them go sleep on the couch. Ain't no woman going to do this fella like that. Adam happened to be a wimp. Eve got him. She didn't have no clothes on. You know that? They were both naked until after this episode was over. She's out there writhing and twisting. She was a pretty woman. God don't ever do anything less than perfect. Adam wasn't deceived by that act of disobedience. It was Eve, and she vamped him with her wiles, feminine wiles, her body, to bring him down. And we've been brought down ever since. God didn't tell Eve. God told Adam. It was Adam's responsibility to tell Mama. And it's still yours, man. Either be a man or be a runt of a wimp. Be like Joshua. As for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. Hey, Mama, Bud, Sis, all of you, you're going to listen to Daddy. Ain't going to be no petticoat government around this mats, tent, whatever you live into. Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression. Why are these old battle-axe preaching women? They don't like that. Man, they wouldn't hit touch that with a 10-foot pole. It's in the Bible, dear one. Whether you like it or not. And I'm the man that's going to tell you, you ain't got no right to teach men. It says it right here. Why don't you read the book of Esther and the book of Ruth and you'll get some real common sense, ladies, of how to be a real lady, a real inspiration, and have real authority through your charms that is not vamping. It is not sex. It's letting the Holy Ghost manage your life in the capacity that God put you to serve in, that you can have an impact, an inspiration, an influence over your husband and over the affairs of the life of the home. Read Esther and Ruth and find out how a real woman, a Christian woman, gal up to act in the home or on the job or anywhere else. God have mercy. It's got two books in there named after women. They're not old N-O-W's or E-R-A's or any old battle axe type women. Boy, Ruth and Esther, now, boy, you talk about two nice gals. And look how important they were to God and even to the church. They were very important. But Esther listened to Mordecai. Ruth listened to Naomi. And then to Boaz. Her mother-in-law was not a battle axe. She just wildly told her how she could get the man that God wanted her to marry. She didn't vaunt herself. She wanted to put her under the discipline of a real man, an elder in Israel. And that's where Ruth landed. Right in the embrace and companionship of an elder that was a disciplinarian. Boy, what a beautiful story. Read that, ladies, and quit being that old battle axe preaching type. Because it talks like a man, grows whiskers on your chin, everything else. God have mercy sakes. Who in the world wants that kind of a woman? You want a woman to be all effeminate. I get up and start talking like a man. Tell you right now, you might be going into tribulation, but I ain't going into no tribulation. I don't have nothing but scorn for that kind of mess. I don't give a hoot what people think. It's what God thinks. What this Bible says. The Holy Ghost has got to manage our affairs, the affairs of our life, through the Word of God. And you can't have somebody that's not teaching you the discipline of the Bible. You can't follow them. You can't belong to their church. You can't ticky-tack along with them. And women today like women preachers. You know why? Because they are battle axes and these ERA types. They want the homosexuals and the women and all the minorities that ought to be in second place. They don't want to be equal. They want to be in front. Equality your foot. They want to be in charge. All right. This is a city of refuge for those that want to get away from the humanists that's going to crush them and their families. I'll tell you something else. When the judgments of God begin to fall upon this nation, you're going to be limited in your travel. You're going to be nailed down to a job. You're going to be forbidden to sell your property. You're going to be absolutely stopped at a border of a sector of the geographical area that you're in, and you're not going to be permitted to cross the line in the midst of earthquakes and terrorism and hunger and storms and floods and disasters of every kind. No! There'll be martial law, and you'll be blockaded and hemmed in and subjected to the tyranny of the humanist. You got to get where God's eyes are upon and going to take care of you and your family. This is it. God's shown me that. God chose this place here. Underground. There's a great big underground river that runs under this place. To where geologists told us you don't have any problem about getting water. You can go down there 600 or 700 feet and there's a plenty of it down there. We done stuck the nozzles of big old pipes down there and done getting some of it. Praise God. You got to get where God sends you. I didn't want to be here. I first wanted to be in South Florida. Then I wanted to be in the inner city over on the south side on the river. God vetoed both of them deals. God put us out here, and I thank God for it. Praise the Lord. God's going to set things in order by his four sore divine judgments, ladies and gentlemen. What are you going to do when God has a place of refuge and you didn't get there? The earthquake hits. You can't move. A tremendous tornado comes through and tears the whole inner city down with them big buildings all twisted and turned, and you're going to see that. And they say, hey, nobody can leave this area. Where are you going to get your money from? The insurance companies are going to be broke. The government's already broke. Where are you going to get your help from? You're going to have to get yourself where God wants you so that unseen hand can provide for you in crisis after crisis after crisis and rumor after rumor after rumor of worse things yet to come. God Almighty sakes in this world. The Lord has shown me this, that if God doesn't send these four sore divine judgments or disasters upon this nation, God's not going to leave it up to Russia. He's not going to leave it up to the Sandinistas. It's not going to come from Cuba. It's going to come from above. earthquakes and natural disasters of all kinds, terrorism of all types, pestilences. How about when they quarantine an area with epidemics and they say you can't get out of here?